Okay, Rabbi Sai, today's daf is daf Chof. We're holding at the very bottom of Yud Tesamid Beis with a brand new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Ve'ein oisin tachshitin la'avoydis kechovim. You're not allowed to make adornments for an avoydizora, for an idol. We're not talking about for ovde avoydizora. We're talking about for the idol itself. You're not allowed to make tachshitim, different types of jewelry and adornments. And the Mishnah gives examples. Katlois unizomim v'taboris. Katlois are what we call in English chokers, which are necklaces. And in fact, the word katlois comes from the word katla, which means chas v'sholom, to kill. And that's why the word katlois is used for chokers, because chas v'sholom, when chokes someone, then cholila, the person passes away. Nizomim are nose rings, and taboris are regular rings. So these are apparently the types of adornments that they used to put on the Avodah Zarah. Don't do them, because these are Tachshite and Tashmishe Avodah Zarah. And this is consistent with the previous Mishnah that we had, where it said that you're not supposed to, for instance, make a kippah for the Aphrodite. Aphrodite, we explained, is an Avodah Zarah, some sort of goddess of fertility or whatever it is. And if you're going to help out in making the kippah, which was a dome or a pedestal or whatever, Rashi said that that was a tashmish avodah zarah. So you're now allowed to go and create tashmish avodah zarah. Reb Lezer, on the other hand, says in the Mishnah, bischar mutter. Don't do it for free. But if you're getting paid, then it's okay. We're going to come back to this Reb Lezer momentarily. And the Mishnah continues, Ein moichin lehem b'mechub l'karka. You cannot go and sell them a piece of the land. Mechub l'karka, of course, gives the connotation of not just the land itself, but also something growing on the land, such as a tree. Av moichin hu mishikatsis. But you're allowed to go and sell once it's cut down. What is this all about? What's the problem with mechub l'karka? We'll see in the Gemara momentarily, this has nothing to do with Hilchos Avodah Zarah. It has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos of She'elah, Schiris, Nisyuni. This is a special din. It says in the Torah, Loi Sichonein. Where does it say in the Pasuk, Loi Sichonein? When the son of Hashem alikech lefanecha v'yikisam v'hachrem tachrem oisam loi sichrois lehem bris v'loi sichonein. This is talking about the Shiva Amamim, that once Klal Yisrael enters into Eretz Yisrael, in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, loisichros lehem bris, don't make any peace treaties. For loisichonim, the Gemara is going to learn from loisichonim a number of drushes, but the main drush is going to be loisitin lehem chaniya bekarka. Don't give them a stakehold or a stronghold in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, you're not allowed to sell them anything which is the land or attached to the land because of this loisichonim. However, once you cut down the tree, you cut down a fruit from the tree, you cut a branch from the tree, then that's already okay, because that's no longer sichonim, a chaniya bekarka. So that's all right. Rabbi Yehuda makes it a little bit easier, and he says you can even sell them a tree which is attached to the ground, or for that matter, fruits or vegetables, anything attached to the ground, as long as it's stipulated in the agreement that this is only for the sole purpose of his cutting it off the ground, not to leave it for a period of time. We're going to talk about that more at the end of the daf in Yechem and the Omid Beis. So therefore, our Mishnah tells us two halachas. One halach about not making tachshitim, and number two, not selling them mechub l'karka. Now you would think that the Gemara is going to discuss what's the makor, what's the inyan of these tachshitin. And the pella is, the Gemara goes straight to the seif of the Mishnah. The Gemara says, minu ani mili. I would have thought, minu ani mili, how do I know you're not allowed to make a tachshit for avodah zarah? What's the nature of a tachshit for avodah zarah? No. Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, di amakra leisichonim, leisitzen lehem chaniya bekarka. So the Gemara ignores the ratio of the Mishnah. And not only does the Gemara ignore it, even Rashi ignores it. Rashi doesn't say anything about this tachshitim. Mor doesn't say anything about this tachshitim. Another pella is that Reb Lezer says that you're allowed to go and make tachshitin if you're getting paid. I mean, 99% of the people are not going to start building for others unless they get paid. So what is this kavan Reb Lezer oyim bischar mutter? Now, if you'll note, right before bischar, there's a small aleph in the parentheses, which takes us to the Bach. And the Bach says, Reb Lezer Oimer, schora mutter. So in other words, not that Reb Lezer is talking about lechatchila. If you are hired, it's okay, as long as you're getting paid. But he's saying, b'dievet, if you've already gotten paid, then you can go and keep the money. You don't have to think that it's money of leyidbak b'yodcha ma'uma min acherim, that it's isra not. You have to throw it into the waste basket or throw it into Yam HaMelach. You'll have to go and keep the money for yourself. What would be the reason? Because you are, this money is not avodah zarah money, it's money that was used for the, you got paid for your job in constructing this tashmish avodah zarah. But if that's the kavan of Reb Lezer, then l'choyre he's just repeating what we had yesterday in the Gemara of Reb Lezer. And that Reb Lezer in the Gemara was an amoira. And if that's the case, you would think that the Gemara yesterday should have said, Tanya nami hachi, not Tanya. We have a raya from our Mishnah, Messiah Lay, from our Mishnah that it says Beferish. Which Reb Lezer am I talking about? If you go up 10 lines before the wide lines, the Gemara was talking about the Higir Lakipa, Mokshish Mamidim Bavoidis Gechavim, that you're not allowed to help build the Tashvish Avoidis Arab. Om Reb Lezer Ben Yoichanan. In Bana, Schari Mutter, but if you did build it, Bediyevet, keep your Schar. So that's almost word for word, Reb Lezer in the Mishnah. Reb Lezer Oimer, according to the Bach Skirsa, Bischara Mutter, that the Schar that you have received. Lechetchila, don't do it. That's what we learned in the Mishnah about the dome, the keeper for the Aphrodite. Our Mishnah doesn't, the Gemara didn't quote the entire Mishnah, just said, Higia, the keeper, Mokim, Shemamidim, Ba, Avodit, Chachavim. So in the Mishnah, it adds two words, Osir Livnois. You're not allowed to. Chulila, don't participate. Even though it's not the Avodah Zarah itself. It's just the Tashmish Avodah Zarah. Don't do it. Osir. Said Reb Lezer, but if you did, then the Yevet Zchari Mutter. You don't have to throw it in the garbage. Why didn't the Gemara bring Messiah lay from our Mishnah, Reb Lezer Oimer, that if a person manufactured Tachshitim for the Avodah Zarah, Zchari is Mutter. So l'choyre, the whole thing doesn't seem to jive. That the Gemara doesn't even discuss it. Rashi doesn't comment on it. The Gemara of yesterday, Reb Lezer, we don't bring a Rai from Reb Lezer. So in fact, if you look at the third Toisis from the top of the Amud, the Toisis begins, Higia Lekipa. V'is Svarim Degarsi. There's some Svarim that are Goyreis. Ein Oisin Tachshita Levoidis Rechavim. Katlois, Nizomim, V'tabois. Reb Lezer Oimer Mutter. In other words, word for word, like we have in our Mishnah. Says Toisis, I don't think one should be goyris that part of the Mishnah. Poshup Shat in the Mishnah, Reb Lezer says, Bischar Mutter, if you're getting paid, no problem. Just like any job, make sure you get paid. Any Tana holds like that, you can make lechatchila tashmishi avoid zara. It's not mistaver, says Toisis. The ein loyma deshar Reb Lezer mishum eva. Don't say Reb Lezer says because of eva. We don't want there to be enmity. K'det sharia beperik beis, like we have a gemara later in perik beis, that leile des avoidis kechavim, that a woman who is a midwife, in what does the Torah call her, in mialedes. Right, we had Shifra and Pua in the Torah, Yecheved and Miriam. So it says in the Gemara on Daf Chav Zayin that a midwife is allowed to help the pagan women give birth to their children. Why? Mishum Eva. So Toisis Tloy Dami. How can you compare the two cases? Dosham Vade Ika Eva Telek Nishtamute. How is a midwife going to go and say, "I'm sorry, I can't make it today. You know, give birth next week. Things are just too busy today." Any midwife that's going to try to be mishtamet means to try to excuse herself based on worthless and unfounded excuses, people will see through it immediately that we do not want to help in the birth of these baby kids. Can you imagine the eva that there would be? And then the Koyisha midwives would not want to go and help out the Jewish women either. It would all cause terrible, terrible sinna. Here it's very simple. A person go and say, Mr. Goy or Mrs. Pagan, you're like lovely people, I like you very much, but you're asking me to go and manufacture jewelry for the Avodah Zarah. Bear in mind, I do not follow your Avodah Zarah, and so therefore, really, I cannot assist you in this process. So that would be, quote-unquote, understandable. That wouldn't create Eva. Therefore, says Toysus, don't say that what Rebbelez is telling us in the Mishnah is not lichat chila. You're allowed to go and do this. But b'di'evet, in other words, like the Bach's correction or the Bach's emendation, when he says chorin mutter, don't tell me that that's the kavan of the Mishnah. Dimkein heiner de Rebbelezer who amoyre the Gemara. That's Rebbelezer of yesterday. Rebbelezer ben Pedas the Amoira. The Omar imbona schorei mutter. So why didn't the Gemara yesterday bring a raya from our Mishnah? What's the chiddush of Rebbelezer the Amoira? Is a befeirish Mishnah that Rebbelezer says that the schar is mutter, and therefore says Toys Venira shloy hoye kosev b'sefer Rabbeinu Shloima. I don't think Rashi had this girsa either. But like Pirish, my cut lois. At the very least, says Toysis, the other words in the Mishnah are familiar to all of us. We know Nizamim and Tabois. Cut lois is an Aramaic term. You would expect that Rashi would comment and would say that a cut lois means chokers. It's not a daily word that you have in Shas. Nizam and Tabois you have in the Torah and the Chumash. So says Toysis, Nira Deleikos. I don't think that this is the proper Kirsa. And in fact, if you look at the beginning of the Mishnah, back in the Mishnah, there's a beis in brackets. That beis in brackets takes us to the Gra, the Vilna Goyim. You have in my Gemara, it's on the left-hand margin. You see beis, the Mishnah. Vein ois in tachshit alavodis kechovim, kat lois nizam tabois. Rebbe Lezer oime b'schar mutter, says Gra, kol ze nimchak. All of that, the Vilna Goyim was mochek, he put a line through it, and that's the Toysis that we just looked at, where Toysis says that there were some Svarim that had that Girsa, but Nira Deloy Goras, says Toysis, because the Choyra, the fact that the Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't comment, Rashi doesn't comment, Rebbelezer doesn't seem to shtim because of Rebbelezer of yesterday, so the best thing is go and take out the first two lines of the Mishnah. So now that we've taken those two lines out, now we're back to the safe of the Mishnah. So, Freiti Mara, what's the makar? Why can't I go and sell them a tree or a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael? It says in the pasuk, "Loi sechonim, loi siten lehem chaniya bekarka." Now, this chaniya bekarka is specifically Eretz Yisrael. Yes, you are allowed to sell them a piece of real estate in Chutz Laaretz. In fact, the next Mishnah Miyachim on the bottom of the Amud Beis, which we're going to learn tomorrow, talks more in depth about Chutz Laaretz. But in the meantime, Eretz Yisrael is the problem. Leisichonim, leisitim lehem chaniya bekaka. Frank Tigmara, that's what sichonim means. Hay leisichonim mi boyle dehachikam rachmana leisitim lehem chayin. So the Gemara is going to tell us that the word sichonim has three possible interpretations. Number one, leisita hem chaniya bekarka, but it could also mean leisita lehem chayin. What does that mean? The top Rashi says, shelo yoimer kama oivid koychovim ze noah. Where does Rashi take this from? We'll see this in Yet Hashem on the bottom of the Amud. If you look at the second and third wide line of the Amud, Gemara first quotes, Tavaracha leisita leisichonim leisita lehem chayin. A person should not go and say about a goita that look how pretty, look how attractive she looks. What is the problem of giving them a chaniya bekarka? What's the problem of leisit lehem chayin? Zugn the Mepharshim say the Rishonim, because we do not want there to be close relationships between Yidin and between Oivdei Avodah Zarah, because we have chashash that if you begin to become familiar and fraternize and become friendly, then Chulul Chalila V'chas, the Oivdei Avodah Zarah can make an impression on you, and Chalila V'chas can drive you away from Yiddishkeit and pull you nebuch to the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, the best thing is don't give Machaniyah B'karka, therefore you're not going to dwell among them and have that possibility of their being mashpia on you. And also don't compliment them, because if you compliment them, oh, that's so nice you said that, I look pretty, and your tie is so beautiful, oh, no, no, maybe you should take a drink in the bar and let's get together and so nice people, da, da, da. One thing could lead to another, chas v'sholem, and they could be moishech yidin to avoid azar. And this is not the only drasha. The Gemara is going to bring yet a third drasha from Leisi Chanei. But in the meantime, Frek the Gemara, how do you learn that it's talking about Chaniyah Bekarka? We need the drasha to go and tell you, try not to go and flirt and compliment them and flatter them because of the possibility of causing fraternization between Yidin and between the Oivdei Avodah Zarah. If it was telling you the din of chayin, it wouldn't say lichsechonim, it would say lichsechunam. Sechunam, it comes from like a lotion of the word chayin is related to the word chanun verachim. And therefore, chanin, we're asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu to go and find favor in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes. And that's chayin, right? You want to find charm in someone else's eyes, you want to find chayin, favor in the other person's eyes. So lichsechunam is a lotion of don't try to flatter them and have them find favor in your eyes. By the way, just as an aside, the poskim say we're only talking about a regular yid together with a regular pagan. If you're talking about, for instance, people that have a relationship, you have neighbors, you have people that are in business together, it may not apply because you have to have friendly relations with your... Again, when we talk about neighbors, sometimes you have to borrow from your neighbor some sugar, or your neighbor you have to lend something. You have to maintain good relations. We're just talking about people that you have no shaykhs to. Let's get back to this point in another moment. But in the meantime, the Gemara says that to go and talk about chayin, the word leisechunam would have been more appropriate. My leisechonim, shma minotarti, comes to tell you both the drasha of leisitlem chaniyah bekarka, as well as the din of Sitem Chay. Freitim of Akati Miboyli Dachiyam Rachmana comes to tell you a third reason. Loisitim Lehem Matnas Shalchinam. The word Shel Lechoyre is unnecessary. It should say Loisitim Lehem Matnas Chinam. You're not supposed to give them Stam Amatana. Again, for the same reason that you shouldn't come to fraternize and become too close to them. See, if that's the case, so I need Zechonim to tell you Matnas Chinam. Leisechinam would be related to the word matnaschinam. My loisechonim shma minakula come to tell you taka all three loisechonim can have the interpretation chaniyah bekarka loisitlehem chayim and don't give them matnaschinam. Tanyanam yehochi taka ever brisa directly on point loisechonim loisitlehem chaniyah bekarka dovaracha loisechonim loisitlehem chayim dovaracha loisechonim loisitlehem matnaschinam. All three. So specifically about the matnas chinam that we just spoke about, what happens if you have your doorman, and your doorman is not Jewish, you even hear that he's a pagan that secretly worships idols at home. Are you allowed to go and give your doorman a tip once a year, go and show your gratitude? And the answer is yes, because the only type of matnas chinam means if it's taka chinam, there's no reason whatsoever to go and give him a present. So why are you doing it? Oh, you want to become friendly. You want to become friendly. I'm afraid of fraternization. However, if you're doing it because the doorman has done you favors throughout the year, he opens the door, he may help you with your peklech from time to time, etc., etc. Even if he hasn't, but you want to go and cause him for the future to do you favors, to open the door and to be nice. Oh, so that's not a matnas chinam. You're doing that, if you will, for consideration. Consideration either of prior favors that he has given or for future favors that he has given. The same thing could apply if you want to do business with someone. You figure if I give him a present today, then maybe we can develop a friendly relationship for business. Those are not the considerations that we're talking about in our Gemara. We're talking about Taka Matnas Chinam. He hasn't done a favor. I haven't done a favor. I don't expect him to do favors for me. I don't expect to do favors for him. Stamat Nevelteran to go and do Matnas Chinam. I'm afraid the only thing it can lead to a friendly social relationship, and that ultimately, Chas V'Sholem, may lead to the guy having hashpah on you to, Chas V'Sholem, be schlepped away for Avodah Zarah. And although you and I all think of Avodah Zarah as being one of the most ridiculous things in the world, that people would go and worship idols, we all know the Gemara in Sanhedrin that we learned not too long ago, that what did Menashe say? Exactly. I think it was Rav Ashi, one of the Amiroim, was saying, tomorrow we're going to talk about Menashe Le, Rabbi Yisai. Come early for the shir, it's going to be Gishmak, we're going to talk about Menashe Le. So Menashe came to him in a dream and said, don't tell me Menashe Le. You should know that if you would be living in my day, when Avodah Zarah was raging, anytime you would hear about an idol, you would pick up the hem of your skirt or whatever it is, and you would run to the Avodah Zarah. So we don't have any appreciation what that is. You recall the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Klal Yisrael was mispalt to Hashem, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically killed the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. However, they wanted to do the same thing with Gabi Gili Arayis, and remember then, chickens didn't lay eggs for 3 days, etc. Anyway, so when Avodah Zarah was a very strong Yetzirah, you had to be very, very careful. That's why the Torah is telling you in the Lo Yisichonim, three separate halachas, no Chaniyah Bekarka, no Nesinas Chayin, and no Matnas Chinam. Now, on the third point about the Matnas Chinam, Gufa Tanoihi. In fact, it's not so simple. There is a Machloikis Tanoi. Where do we find the Machloikis Tanoi? The sign you shake in the Braisa. Lo Yisoichu Chol Nevela. You're not allowed to eat a Nevela. What do you do with Nevela if you're not allowed to eat it? Of course, you can give it to your dogs. When I don't own a dog. I don't live on the west side. I don't own a dog. So what do I do with the Nevela? So I have two eitzes, two options. L'gerishim sherecha tenena v'achola. You can go and give it to the ger. We obviously don't mean a ger tzedek, because a ger tzedek has the same mitzvahs like a yid. We're talking about a ger toisha. You can give the ger toisha a present, no problem. What happens if I don't have a ger toisha? Oy mochel achri, I can go and sell it to a goy. So I have two options. Giving it to the ger toisha as a present, or selling to the goy. So tomorrow. I only see clear in the Torah ger benesina, the ger shirecha titnena lashen nesina, and then ovicham b'mechira I mocher l'racham, the ger b'mechira minayin. How do I know that I'm allowed to sell the nevela to the ger toishav? Tamaloymar titnena I mocher, lo ovicham benesina minayin. Tamaloymar titnena v'chol I mocher l'nachri. What's Sigmar is saying? If you look at the style of the pasuk, not the substance. You look at the style of the pasuk, it's a little bit strange. What do you mean, Chas V'Sholem, the pasuk is strange? Yeah. Look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Le'soichu kol nevela." Don't eat an nevela. What do you do with it? Lager titnena. You can give it to the ger. So we talk about the recipient first, the ger, and then titnena. We tell you the verb. You're allowed to hand it over to the ger. And then the second part of the pasuk says, "Oy mocher." Or sell it lanachri, to the guy. If we want it to be stylistically consistent, since we start off leger titnena, it should say oy lanachri timkarena. In other words, just like in the first half of the pasuk, we talk about the recipient, the ger, the verb, you're allowed to hand it over. So in the second part, should also say the recipient, the guy, machar, or timkar, or timkarena, or whatever. Why does it say, well, you can have it the other way around too. You could start off the pasuk, don't eat nevela, instead, titna, titnena, lager, or mocha lenachri. So this, having ger, and then having nesina, and then mechira, and then afterwards goy again, then the Gemara is not again, but it's saying the goy. The Gemara therefore says, according to Rameir, this was not done haphazardly, chas v'sholem, This is done with a tremendous kavana of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And what is that kavana? The way you can learn the pasuk is the following. You can hand it over to the ger. Or a machar. And put a semicolon after machar. So therefore, reading it together, lager titnana oy machar. When it comes to the ger, you have both options. You can either hand it over, loshen nesina, or machar, loshen mechira. And ulta fakert ulta. Say in the pasuk, asher b'sherecha, leave out asher b'sherecha, titnana v'achola oy machar lenachri. That you can go and give it or sell it to the guy. And this way, we are now saying both vis-a-vis the ger and vis-a-vis the nachri, that it's both nesina and or mechira. So just having explained that, let's just go through the words again. Ainli el ger benesina oivikom b'mechira. That's the poshe pshat in the pasuk. Leger b'mechira minayin. How do I know that you can also sell the nevela to the ger toishim? Tam eloimar. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the words the way he wrote them. Titnena v'achola oimachar. Period. Ah, so when it comes to the ger, you can either titnena give it, or you can sell it. Yetz fakert. How do you know you're allowed to give it to the guy? Tamaloimar. Again, titnena v'achola oimachar lenachri. Ah, nimtzata oimar. Now, what's the bottom line? What's the conclusion? Echad ger. V'yechad oivik chavim. Bein b'nesina. Bein b'mechira. Divremei. So now before we continue on, this is what the Gemara wanted to prove, that matnas chinam gufa tanoi. Because it says here in the Pusik that you're allowed to go and give it as a matana to the Oivik Echavim. But we said before, loy sichonim, you're not allowed to. That's why the Gemara started off, matnas chinam gufa tanoi, it's a machloikis tanoi. But continuing the discussion about the Nevela, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Devarim kichsavan, learn it the pashit pshat nishkad reidlich. Don't tell me drushes. Push up pshat in the pusik. Push up pshat in the pusik is lager ben sina loiv gechavim bimme chira. Says the Gemara, but Remeir has a good point. Why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu write this pusik in such a strange way? Why does it say in the lashon pusik first titnena lager titnena? And then say mochel and achri. It should say lager titnena, ula nachri timkar or timkarena, or fakert. Go and say titnena lager oy mochel and achri. The fact that the Torah writes in it this way shows you that Remeir has a good point. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the point of Remeir? Rabbi Yehuda amalach isol kadaita kirekam Remeir. If you want to darshan in the pusak, Remeir darshans it. Reb Yehud is bothered by the extra oy. Why does the Torah have to say oy? Because now that you're saying that you can either give to the goy or to the ger, or sell it to the goy or to the ger, we don't need the oy as kind of a backup option. Titnena v'achol u'machar, both to the goy and to the ger, sell it or give it as a present. What's the oy? Shema mina l'dvam kichsavan hu d'asa. That oy comes to tell you l'choira that you should learn pashup shat and nishka drushes. V'rameir, ha'hulak dume nesina d'gelem chir d'oivik kichavim. Says Remeir, no. The reason why the oy is there is to go and tell you we put the ger up front. We have a choice. Either give it or sell it to the ger toshiv, or give it or sell it to the nachri. Your first customer, your first option is vis-a-vis the ger toishiv. Rabbi Yehuda, kiven the ger atem etzuvalachi oisai, ukanani I atem etzuvalachi oisai, lahaktem leiturachra. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't need the oi to tell us that. Everybody knows that your first option should be to either give it or sell it to the ger toishiv. What's the reason why? Because it says in the pasuk, ger v'toishiv chai imach. That Chaimach comes to tell you, ten loy lahach yoisei, to go and give him chiyos. So I don't need this pasuk to go and tell you the oy. If you're wondering where that pasuk is, it says in the pasuk, v'chiyomach achicha umata yod imach v'echzak the boy ger v'soyshe v'chai imach. Oh, so there's a din of chai imach buy a ger toyshev to go and give him chiyus. If the person chas v'sholem doesn't have enough money, help him out, give him tzedakah. There's no such requirement by a pagan, by a goy, by the ger toyshev. So for shteitzach, if I have a choice between the ger toyshev and the goy, I should give it to ger toyshev. After all, he's at least keeping the seven mitzvah b'nei noyach. He's not an oivet avoyde zara. He's not a shayfach domim, etc., etc. So, I don't need the oy for that. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda says, read the pasuk, the poshep shat, dvarim kichsavam, where a mayor says, no, the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote it in this fashion is to tell you, sai matnas chinim, and sai machira, sai to the ger toyshev, and sai to the goy. Oh, so we see very clearly, like the Gemara started out, that the din of matnas chinim to goy is taka a machloikis tanuim between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. And we continue on in the Braisa, Duvarachet. Remember, the Braisa brought three pshotim in the words loy sichonim. Duvarachet loy sichonim loy sitan lehem chay mesay le rav di yomer rav. Usa li udam shiyoymer kama no'a oyvedes kachovim zu. Like we had the top Rashi. Only difference between the Rashi and the Gemara is that Rashi was referring even to a goy, in other words, to a male, and Rav says the same thing applies to the female. Same thing. You're not supposed to go and compliment them on how pretty, how handsome. Why? Because chas v'sholem, you're worried about fraternization, which might lead to being oyved avoyde zara. Freitim or meisvei. Ma'asav Rishim Gamliel shoya al gabi ma'ala b'harabayis. Rishim Gamliel was standing on one of the steps to the harabayis. V'roi v'ediz gichovim, achas no b'yoyse. And he saw from the distance an avoyde gichovim, who was very pretty. Omar. And he said, "Morabu Masecho Hashem, Oy Rabbi Yisshulaylam, was it Peshafen which you created on this world? How beautiful! Well, one second, you're not allowed to do that. But to get kisut usali yudam shiyoy mekamen noy. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Brisa continues on. V'afra b'kiva ro'o eishes Turnus Rufus a Russia. He saw the wife of Turnus Rufus. Rock et oskishpigin. That means to spit. Sochak. He smiled." Ubacha, and he cried. Rock, why did he go and spit out? He said, "Bo mitipas rucha," to remind us of the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that we all come mitipas rucha, and roik, in a sense, looks similar to the tipas rucha of the zera of the male, bishas the tashmish. Sochak, dasida demigaira. He smiled because she doesn't realize it, but she, Eishet Tzunas Rufus, eventually is going to be megayeres. Vinosivla, and he, Rabbi Akiva, was destined eventually to go and marry her. He had Ruach HaKodesh. He knew that. That's why he was smiling. Bacha, why did he cry? The Haishufra Bali Afra. Because he saw that in the future, eventually, like all people since Udam Arishon, she's going to pass away. All this beauty, unfortunately, is going to wither and go away. Now, the Kashif Pushit is not from Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva didn't say anything. In fact, maybe that's the reason why he was concerned about saying anything, because you're not allowed to say anything. So he only smiled, and after that, he cried. However, we see clearly from Reb Shim Gamliel that he commented, "Varav Masech Hashem." Everything more, "Varav, idea who de kamoide." That's not the point over here. The point in our Gemara is if you're trying to go and flatter someone and make them to become, with a friendly comment, Chas v'Sholem, it could come to the Isser of Avodah Zarah. But here, what Rabbi Shim Gamliel was doing, he was thanking Hashem, he was praising Hashem. The Amamar, Haroya Briois Toivois Oimer, Baruch Shekocha, Baruch Bailamai. Similar to the bracha that most of us make during Chodesh Nissen, when we see the Ilonois Toivois, we say, Baruch Shekocha Bailamai, Kadosh Baruch Hu created these beautiful trees and the beautiful fruits which are beginning to bud from the trees. Tosis says on the bottom that in Yerushalmi it's brought that not only does one say this on people, Baruch, the Russian, the Gemara was, Haroya Briyas Toiveis, Baruch Shekocha, Baruch Bailamai, not only on trees, but says the bottom Tosis, Yerushalmi, Oimer Afila Gomel Noa, Sus Noa, Chamor Noa, Oimer, Baruch Shekocha, Loi Bailamai. Of course, the Paskim say that's not the Minhag today, we don't normally make that bracha today. But you see that in the times of Chazal, there was such a minhag that people made a bracha when they saw a beautiful behemoth. So therefore, lehavdil, Reb Shimon Gamliel, when he was standing in the Har HaBayis and he was saying, Marav Masech Hashem, he's not trying to flatter anybody. He's not trying to fraternize. What he's doing is thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyuchel, look at all the Priyas Toivas that you've created in the world. Okay. It's for emphit the kasha. But for Eiti Mura, listakuli mishari, how are you even allowed to look at an Overes Kechovim, at a Goita, for that matter, even at a Jewish woman? Meisvei. A person should be very careful not to come the day of Avera. And therefore, a person should not look at a pretty lady, even if she's single. In other words, even if she is of marriageable age and you're thinking of marriage, lo yistakel. Yistakel means not to gaze. It doesn't mean to have a, you know, if you're passing in the street and you see someone, that's not a gazing, that's not a yistakel. If she's a married woman, even if she is not pretty, don't gaze, don't look. Look in the other direction. Not only that, you're not even supposed to go and see the colored garments of a woman. We'll see what that means in another minute. You're not even supposed to go and focus on animals when they are mating. A male donkey with a female donkey, or chazmet, a chazira, oifites. Don't look. V'afilim lo einayim kimalach hamoves. What means lo einayim kimalach hamoves? The malach hamoves, who is the same as the satan, who's the same as the yetzahara, has eyes in all directions. So the Mefarshim explain, what does that mean in this connection? It means that when a person is walking down the street, especially now during the summer, on the west side, you're walking down Western Avenue, and wherever you turn, the women are walking like the time before the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, that they're all, unfortunately, as pretzistic as one can expect, and even if you couldn't expect, unfortunately. So you have to avert your eyes. But if I turn my eyes to the right, I see another prutza. I turn my eyes to the left, another prutza. To the front, to the back. You just got to do the best you can. Nishmar to be called Avara, try to avoid as much as you can. In all directions. Even Maloyanayim, even if wherever you turn, unfortunately, you have preachers, do the best you can. Amr Olaf, since we spoke about the Malach HaMuvis, the Gemara goes off on a tangent for a moment. It says, Amr Olaf Malach HaMuvis, Shekulay Maloyanayim, he sees in all directions. And he sees, unfortunately, what sins Chulila. Is Pshat Petirasha Shel Choyle, when a Choyle Chas Hashem is about to pass away, Oymid Me'al Mirashoysov, the Malach HaMuvis is hovering over his head, V'char B'shlufa B'yod, and he's holding the sword in his hand, V'tipa Shel Mora Tlu Yaboy, and at the end of that sword, there's a Tipa Shel Mora, something very, very bitter, that Chas Hashem can cause a person to pass away, like a poison. Kivin Shecholeh Roye Oysoy, when the Choyleh sees that Malach HaMuvis, Mizdazea, Evet and Gansen, Tzitreisel. Tzitreisel means he trembles in fear. Upayseach Piv, and he opens up his mouth. Vizorkel Atoich Piv, Mimena. And then the Yeti, the Malach HaMuvis, hovering above him, allows for a drop of that Mora to enter into that person's mouth. Mace Mimena, and now he dies from that Mora, from that bitter poison. And Masriach Mimena, and after that, the stench that you find, unfortunately, with a mess, all stems from that mara. Pana Mayrikos, his face turns green. Period. Ah, so what do I see from all of this? I see from all of this that you have to be very careful, and Mishmar to be called Dovara, then you're not supposed to go and look at women. How is it possible that Reb Shimon Gamliel looked to the point that he made Marav Masech Hashem, Metorach Mishkikin? So Yomar is talking about the Karen Zovius Hava. Karen Zovius means that you are trying to be as careful as possible. You're walking next to the wall to avert your gaze from anything and anyone. And then when you come to the corner, and then you want to turn the corner, boom, pinked at that time, a woman comes out from the other corner. You didn't see her until now. And unfortunately, an accident. He's an onus, al pi adibur. Oh, in such a case, then if it's taka very pretty, you can go and thank Hashem. Rabu Masech Hashem will make the bruch like the Gemara said, Shebora Bailomai Briyos Toivois, such beautiful creatures, such beautiful people. The real connection over here is that we spoke about v'afilim loy einayim kimalach hamuvas, meaning that a person has to be as careful as possible, even if there is pritzus meloy einayim in all directions, as far as your eyes can see. As if you've ever taken a road test, and or if you've ever gone to an optician, optometrist, they not only measure your sight directly in front of you, but also how wide your sight is to the right and to the left, which is very important for driving. That's why they want that in the driving test, to be able to see that you can react quickly. If chas v'sholem a car is coming to your right, to your left, that you should see what's going on, so there shouldn't chas v'sholem be any type of accident. So meloy einayim means in all directions, as far as your eyes can see, to the right, to the left, to the front. Ah, since we use the expression meloy einayim kimalach hamavis, because kimalach hamavis, hu hasatan hu hayetzer hara, this yetzer hara, he plants pritzus and averis meloy einayim in all directions, wherever you see, wherever you can look. Ah, so therefore, since we mention meloy einayim kimalach hamavis, the Braisa went off a little bit on a tangent to go and say, I'll tell you a little bit about the Malach HaMavis Meloy Einayim, that unfortunately the Gemara elsewhere says that you have a very, very difficult situation. You have the one that causes the provocation to be also the prosecutor. Meaning, it's as if the police or the district attorney would try to go and first provoke you and incite to trap you, thank you, and trap you to go and doing a sin. And once he's trapped you, oh, I chopped you now. You did a sin. And I bring you now into Bezin or into the court to have you prosecuted. So the Gemara says that that's the same type of inyan over here, that who has satan, the satan is the one that provokes and incites you to an avera. Who ha yetzahara, the yetzahara, that satan and yetzahara work hand in hand. And he's the Malach HaMavis that afterwards, after the courts have decided that Yutaka sinned as a result of the Satan and the Yetzer Hara, then that same Satan Yetzer Hara is going to be the executioner. It's Chas V'Sholem going to cause the Misa. So saying this, Malach HaMavis, he's the one that trapped you in the first place, and then now, unfortunately, he's going to execute by putting the Mara into the person's mouth. Now that we spoke about, so we enter the Kasha, about, of course, you're not supposed to gaze at women, and therefore try to avert your eyes, v'nishmat v'kol tovara, etc. I, Rabbi Shem Gamliel, was talking about the Keren Zavius, that it was impossible to avert your eyes, because, in fact, this is totally an onus, al pi adibrit, it's as if a helicopter came and dropped a woman right in front of you. What are you supposed to do? Okay, so now, we're getting back to the price. On the top line, we said, v'loy bigdei tzeva shel isha, zok timar, omre b'yudah mishmul, so we're not talking about that she's wearing it. We're talking about that she has already worn it, and now it's hanging up on a hanger, in a closet, on a wall, etc. Even that is prohibited. Now why is that prohibited? If he knows who the owner of this dress is. In other words, this young lady wore the dress or a gown to the chasana last night, and I saw her, and I only by accident saw her because it was Bekeren Zavius, and I know that Mrs. Smith wore it, and boy, did she look gorgeous in that new gown. And now the next morning, I see that gown hanging on a hanger somewhere, hanging on the wall. Oi, I know this gown. I saw Mrs. Smith wearing it. Oh, and she looked so attractive last night. Oh, that you're not allowed to do, to go and look at the Bigdei Tzeva, because it reminds you of Makir Balein. If you recognize who the owner, who this Mrs. Smith is, so if it's a brand new dress, which is hanging in Macy's or Gimbel's or Saks Fifth Avenue or something like that, there's no problem in a man walking through and seeing dresses which are hanging, because there's no balim yet, except for the store. And therefore, that's not an issue. The issue is, if it's already bought, and you know who the balim are, and you can put two and two together and figure out, oh, Mrs. Smith, and then you start thinking about Mrs. Smith. I am not exactly familiar with what you're speaking. I guess there would probably good eitzah not to go and hang certain items because they could be suggestive, but I don't I'm not familiar. You have to speak to a Rav, a Poisik, what the guidelines and something like that are. Here we're talking about two things which are only distantly related. Here we're talking about that if it is hanging, don't gaze on it, don't focus on it. What you're talking about is you're allowed to hang something in public to start off with. That I'm not familiar with any particular prohibitions, but speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi who may tell you, no, Redder doesn't know what he's talking about. You're not supposed to hang A, B, and C on the line because it could provoke the Yetzirah and bad thoughts. Omer Rava, so Rava continues on, Dekinami. This that we just said, Umakir Baalein, that Rav Papa just said, that I have a diuk in the Braisa, Diktoni V'loi Bigdei Tseva Isha, V'loi Ketoni V'loi the Bigdei Tsevoinim. Why don't you just simply say, don't look at colored garments? Why did it say Bigdei Isha? Because we're talking about a particular Isha, that I know that this belongs to Mrs. Smith. Uh-oh. So that says Rashi, Mashma Shemakira. It's Mashma that he knows who the lady is. Because Bigdei Tsevoinim would be a generic term, talking about colored garments generally. So therefore, that's not a problem. It's got to be Tseva Isha that you makir ba'aleh. Rashi, by the way, points out that the reason why the Gemara says Bigdei Tsevoinim, as opposed to Bigdei Isha or Bigdei Tseva Shalisha, why don't you say Bigdei Isha, says Rashi, because we're talking about special types of women, special types of clothing, like really dressy dresses or gowns that you'd wear to a simcha, you'd wear to a chasana, you know, that are intended to be thought-provoking, if you will, to make the woman look attractive. If she's just wearing daily garments, which are nothing special, they're a dime a dozen that all the women wear, then just because you see a skirt hanging up or something like that, or a blouse, all the women wear blouses and tops and skirts and all that. So it's only when it's special, big Tseva Shalisha, that's when it could cause for evil and bad thoughts. Amr of Chizdim, Hani min batiki, abachanati leslan, but we're only talking about garments that the woman has previously worn and not brand new garments. If she just bought a brand new garment yesterday in the store and she's wearing it for the first time, or she hasn't even worn it yet, even though, or actually says takachati shleish of shashmi on it, she never wore it. She just bought it for a chasana. She's making chasana her daughter, her niece, or just she's going to a chasana. So she bought a brand new gown and it's hanging. That's just like it's hanging in the store. She hasn't worn it yet. It's only if she's previously worn it. And then you put two and two together and say, oh, that must be Mrs. Smith's garment. I remember seeing her wearing it last night at the chasana. And she looked so pretty. So that could cause problems. But it's brand new, less limbo, none of this applies. Diloy teimahachi, I'll bring your raya. Anan manalash puri hechi avinon. How come istakel? What's an ashpuri? Ashpuri means a tailor whose job is to go and adjust garments, to add a hem, to lower the hem, to whatever it is that you go and give to a tailor, you give a new garment. Hechi avinon. How can you go and give it to the tailor if you're talking about even brand new clothing? How come istakel? During his work, he's looking at the garment the whole time, from top to bottom, the whole. Chas v'shalom. You're not allowed to be a tailor, because every tailor, you can be a tailor of men's garments, but you can't be a tailor of women's garments, because any time that he's going to be working with it, he's mistakel. Is the charaya, we're only talking about batiki, that don't require tailoring, but we're not talking about charati. Charati, this halacha doesn't apply. Says the Gemara, what you said is very nice, but really you have no raya. Because ulatamech, let me ask you a question. Hodyam Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, min b'minoi mutali lahachnis kimikhoil bishvay forest. If you happen to be an animal handler, where you are raising animals, and to have the female animals give birth, you mate the animals physically, you're machnis kimikhoil bishvay forest. This, of course, is a euphemism, this is just an expression, because the Gemara is very, very careful not to chas v'sholem say any vulgar language, chulil v'chas, and therefore we use the term mikhoil b'shvei forest, which is really, a mikhoil is usually used to go and apply eye ointment on the eye, on the lids of the eye. This could be either cosmetic, or it could be a person that has some sort of problem with the eyes. As you know, you can buy eye drops. So that mikhoil is like a law, it's an applicator. Think of a Q-tip, which you put in a shvei forest. Shvei forest means a tube, In the bottom of the tube, you have some sort of ointment, either a cream or a liquid, whatever. So you put the Q-tip in it to get that cream out, to get the liquid out. Oh, so therefore, that's the same thing mating the male and the female animals. If that's your job, you own animals, or your job is to produce new offspring, so you're allowed to be machnas in chobish vayfaris. How is he allowed to do that? We said at the top of the Amid, you're not allowed to look at them when they're mating. And here we're talking about the person is actually mating himself. Isn't that much worse? But what's the heter of Yehuda? El bavidatei tarit. He's not thinking evil thoughts, because that's his job. Mikol b'shvifores, he does this 20 times a day, in and out. He doesn't give the matter any thought. Hachanami, the same thing by the tailor, bavidatei tarit. So even if you would say that it's also to be mistakil on charity, on brand new clothing. For the tailor, he looks upon one dress like another dress, like another dress. This is mass production. Every day he works with dresses. It's be'avidite tarit, and that's not an issue. And based on this Gemara, the post can bring that that's the reason why a male doctor is allowed to treat a female patient. In treating her, he may have to see things you're not supposed to see, because Ravidite Tari is not here to go and have pleasure in looking. What he's doing here is to do his job. Right, we had about the Malach HaMuvis that has the Mora. The Mora, this type of poison that Chas V'Sholem kills people. Omamar, Mimena Meis. From that Mora, a person dies. Fetimah Neba Plead Avudah Shmuel Yom Avudah Shmuel Omali Malach HaMuvis. Avudah Shmuel said, the Malach HaMuvis once told me, if it wasn't for the fact that I'm choshesh for the kavod of people, I don't want people to be mevuza, to be embarrassed and humiliated. If it wasn't for the fact that I'm choshesh liyakr debriyasa, have parana beis hashchita kibahayma. Every time I would kill an individual on this world, I would kill him like shechting a person, like shechting a bahayma. In other words, each time the Malach HaMuvis would take that sword that we spoke about, and he would shecht every human being. Says the Malach HaMuvis, I'm a nice guy. I'm not going to go and have every single person killed in this world, died in this world, go and slit their throats. So, we see from Avudah Shmuel that that's not the way you do it with the poison. He would go and cut the base of shechita. So to modus meitmendach, dilmahitipa mechatchelu l'simanim. That's what the brisa means. That, and that's what Avudah Shmuel means. That the Malach HaMuvis is saying, if it wasn't for the fact that I'm choshed libriyasa, liyakr libriyasa, what I would do is not take my sword, but I would take this poison, and this poison is so sharp, it would cause a shechita. In other words, as you know, when it comes to shechita, you don't have to dafke use a chalif. A messer, you can even use a tzor, a very sharp stone. Here, the Gemara is telling us that the Malach HaMuvis, if he wasn't worried about covet of Bnei Adam, what he would do is, he would take that mora, that poison, and it would act like a knife, and Chas V'Sholem, it would kill a person by being mechatch l'siman. But Malach HaMuvis, being a gentle soul, he doesn't do that. Zokti mimena matriach, when he puts that mora into the person's mouth, from that, you have Nebuch the stench subsequently. If you want that your mess should not have that terrible stench, turn him over to the other side, so then the mora won't be able to go into the mouth and then into the innards, and then the person will not be masriach. On the surface, it sounds like an eitzah toiva, but lemaisa, it's not an eitzah. And the reason for this is in the mafarshim, number one, you have to be mahapach the person when the person is still alive, because if the person is already dead, the mora is already entered into the body and the stench will happen even if you turn the body over. So say, okay, so when the person is in his death throes, let's go and turn the body over. You're not allowed to do that, because Chas V'Sholem, you might be memaiher es misosoi. By turning the body over, Chas V'Sholem, you could quicken his death, and that is prohibited, Rabbi said. Okay, Tosh Tanraban. We started off the Braisa when Ishmael to be called Dovera. So although the Braisa didn't use this expression, however, the whole Kavan of the Braisa was What means Shmir Mikol Davar? Roshli Yehar Odom B'Yoyim B'Yovli Day Tumu B'Layla. Because if you're going to have Hir Hurim by seeing something that you're not supposed to see during the day, a pretty woman, or seeing the mating of the animals and all the rest, those Hir Hurim may remain with you throughout the day, and Chas V'Shalom could cause that the person is going to have an emission at night. He's going to become a Baal Keri. Mikan Omer Pinchas Ben Yor, based on this, Pinchas Ben Yor said, Torah Mevila De Zahiris, Zahiris Mevila De Zerizus, etc. For those of you that are familiar with the Mesilas Yisharim, Mesilas Yisharim is broken down into Parakim, and the first parak begins Zahiris, and then Zerizus, and then Nikias, Precious, etc. What the Bryce is telling us is, or Pinchas Ben Yor is teaching us, is that a person, to defeat the Yetzirah, he has to really put on his thinking cap to do whatever type of planning in advance, not to come Chas V'Shalom l'day sin. And the Gemara tells us it's a progression. You can go from one madrega to the other. Torah, if a person learns Torah sincerely to learn all the mitzvahs and all the aveiras, then as long as he's learning the Torah, says Rashi, that's going to protect him. And as well, when he learns the Torah, he'll see all the lavim. Continuing the Gemara, Mevila de Zahiris, once he knows that you're not allowed to do X, Y, and Z, he'll be Zahir. He'll be careful not to come to do X, Y, and Z. Zahiris Mevila de Zerizus. Now, what's the difference between Zerizus and Zahiris? Rashi says Zahiris means the Avera is in front of you, and now he does his best not to be Nichshal in the Avera. Lamashal, talking about preachers during the summer. Person who is walking on the beach because he wants to see the beautiful waves going back and forth, and then he sees women who are not dressed properly, so then he turns the other direction, he closes his eyes, he shouldn't chas v'sholem see it. That's Zahiris. Zerizus means, I'm not going to walk on the beach during the summer, because I know that there may be women that are not dressed appropriately, and therefore, I'm Zoriz in advance. I make all types of planning in advance that I shouldn't come the day Aveira Chas V'Shalom. So that's the Zerizus. Now the Zerizus may be the day Nikius. If a person takes a Zoriz in advance and he makes all types of planning not to come the day Aveira, then eventually that will lead to him becoming Noki. Rashi says, Noki be'ein chait. He'll be clean without any sins. Says Imar Nikius may be the day Precious. Precious, if you want to go, the next Madrega in Kiddush of the Tahara is, says Rashi, Shibpoidish im mitavra mutter. Even though things that you're allowed to, stay away from it. Who needs it? Even though you're allowed to. So that adds another layer of insulation. Precious may be lide tahara. If you're a poidish, then you become a tohar. Rashi says, Tzach umeluban v'odav minoki. That's already a higher madrega than Nikius. Nikius is taka white. This is pristine white. This is leilele. When we learned the previous Masechta Shavuos, we talk about the Arba Mares Negoim. So you have all the different four levels of Negoim. Remind us, Brother Barry, what are the four levels of white Negoim? Starting from the top. First one is love and kishelik, like white of brand new snow. Number two is what you said before, is the fresh semen. What's number three? Very good. Kasida Heichel, the beautiful lime of the Heichel, which is beautiful white. And finally, the fourth one was like the egg whites. So you have four madrigas. So, in a sense, the Nikius could be, you know, number two, number three, number four. And then we talk about Precious. Then we're talking about even a higher level. What was Precious? What, no, Tahara. Tahara is in the highest. That would be like the first madriga of Lovan Kishalik. So that's the Inyan of Tahara. Shkoyach Bari. Tahara Mevia Lidei. Now, our Gemara says Chasidis. However, you see here it's Angeringelt. Angeringelt means that it's in parentheses. Note that in the next line, Kedusha, Kedusha is also in parentheses. And you, as you'll see in a moment, the Mefarshim say you should switch the two. That Tahara Mevia Lidei Kedusha. From Tahara you get to Kedusha. Not sure what the additional Kedusha is over Tahara, but it means this person is really holy. He's not just pristine white, but he's holy. He's a kadosh. And then kedusha mevia lidei anova. Anova means to be an onov, having total humility. Anova mevia lidei yiraschet. another brings two Yireschet. That's a grace of Pele Yireschet. The Chayre Yireschet is number one. Because a person is concerned about Chas HaSholem doing a Chet, he's fearful of a Chet, and that's the reason why he's a Zohir, Mitazoriz. How does this only come later on in the list? So the Mefarshim say Yireschet is not what we think of Yireschet, you're afraid to sin. But Yireschet is that the person is so close to Rabbeinu Shloilem, he doesn't want to insult or offend Kadosh Baruch Hu by Chas HaSholem doing a Chet. So the fear is not so much of the Chet itself. The fear is, what is the Rabbeinu Shloilem going to say about one of his favorite sons? Pani b'choyri Yisrael, ich bin t'chakint v'n heilige b'shefa. What's the Kadosh Baruch Hu going to say about his son? Look, he's sinning. So that's the Yira, that's a tremendous madrega that he's upset about, perhaps offending his relationship with the Boyer Oilem, with the Boyer Shlom. Yireschet may vilidei chasidus. Oh, that person is now a chasid. He's really on the highest madrega. Now the Gemara stops over here in terms of the progression of madregas, and it says, once you're a chasid, then mevili de ruach hakodesh. Then you're ra'oi that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should give you ruach hakodesh. Ruach hakodesh mevili de tchias ameisim. Once you have ruach hakodesh, then you could even lead to even being mechai ameisim. Remember, we had a few days ago in the Gemara that Antoninus was together with Rebbe. Nobody else should be present, and there was one person present. It was Rebbe Chanina bar Chama. And the Gemara said, "Is a person?" Said Rebbe, "Doesn't this come in? Doesn't the chamalach?" And what he went and he was Machai Mason, one of the two guards that went together with Antoninus. So this is the highest madrega in this long list of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yura. Now, Freitig Moriet, v'chassidus g'doy l'mikulon, you said to get to Ruach HaKodesh, the highest madrega for Nayid is to ben achusid, chassidus. How do I know that? Sh'nemar oz dibarte b'chazoin l'chassidecha. Chazoin means a nevuah, just like you have. We're soon going to have Parshas Chazoin. Chazoin Yishayo ben Omet. So, Oz Dibarto Chazoin, when does the Kodesh Baruch give Nevuah or Ruach HaKodesh? LeChasidecha, only for the Chasidim, for those on that highest Madrei. So now you see why we switched around the Girsa. Because according to the Girsa that we had initially, Chasidus is not the highest Madrei. After Chasidus comes Anova, and Anova Yirascheit, and Yirascheit Kedusha. Kedusha is the highest Madrei. But now that we switch around the Girsa, it's perfect. Chassidus is taka the highest, and it's mevili de ruach hakodesh. Now you are a receptacle, a kli kibble that the heilige b'shefa, the Rabbeinu Shloilem instills in you nevuah and ruach hakodesh. However, says Gemara, this void of Pinchas ben Yoir argues applicable to Shuman Levi. Yom Reb Shuman Levi, anova gedolim mikulan, anova to be an onov, to have total humility. That's a higher madrega than even chassidus. Where do we see the shenema ruach Hashem al kim alai? Yan Moshe Hashem Oisi Levaser Anovim. Oh, this pasuk says Ruach Hashem Alai. Kadosh Baruch Hu has imbued me with His ruach, with ruach hakodesh, with nevuah. Why Levaser, to go and tell people what's going to happen? That's what a novi tells. Ruach hakodesh tells you what's going to happen. Who did the Kadosh Baruch Hu give that bracha of ruach hakodesh and nevuah to? Anovim Chasidim Lo Inemer El Anovim. Ah, says a machloikas Pinchas ben Yoir says Chasidus is the highest madrega, but according to this Rabbi Shuben Levi, the highest madrega is Anova. Boy, say we should all be zoicha to get to half of these madregas. So we are zohir, mitazoriz, mitanoki, mitakodosh, etc. Finally, back. Yes. Yeah. That Atara leads to Kedush. Oh, very good. Shkoyach. We have a steering of these two psukim. One says Chasidus and one says Anova. What do we do with the steering of psukim? So if you have time, you look at the third toises from the top of the Omid, toises fraction the Kasha. What do you do with one person says Chazoin lechasidecha, and the other one says to the Anova? Finally, Ein Moichin Lehen. We had in the Mishnah that we had a machloikis, whether you're allowed to go and sell a tree which is standing, which is mechubah the karka, al manas lokutz, on the condition, on the stipulation to go and cut it immediately. You're not allowed to go and sell mechubah the karka and leave it there, because shaitach and pusik lo yisichonein lo yisitin lehem chaniyah bekarka. So you're not allowed to sell to oivdei avoyde zora a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael. However, he had a machlokes. You're allowed to sell them a tree. Machlokes are made, Rabbi Yehuda. One man, the Yama, says, you're allowed to go and sell it al manas lokutz. The other man, the Yama, says, no. It's got already be kotzutz at the time. You can't do with al manas. So we're going to find that this same machlokes is repeated in the Braisa. And we're not only going to talk about trees. The Braisa is going to give us three examples of this halacha mechuba lekarka. Turn it around. You're allowed, a Yid is allowed to go and sell an Elon in Eretz Yisrael with the condition, Reb Goy, when you get it, go and cut it down. If they agree to that in the sales contract, mutalach, says Reb Yehuda. The mayor, you take him to court and you go and enforce it. Anytime you have a condition in a contract, you can enforce it. Whether it's worth his while to enforce it, you'll see. But it can always be enforced in court, and the court will then say, Mister, within 24 hours you better cut it down, otherwise sale is void, give the property back to the Yid. That's tribute. You can only sell something which is already cut. Don't rely on his nemonis that he's going to cut it. You gotta go and sell it already pre-cut. And the Braisa gives three examples. We spoke about an Elon, now we talk about Shachas. Shachas is normally stubble or straw. Rashi says it's talking about Tvua of Chitim Sa'irim, Koidim Shetismala Bezirim. Before they fill up the shoots, before they fill up the bushels, then if you want to go and give it to Behemis Lamushel for cattle fodder, it's called Shachas. So Shachas, what happens if I have Shachas in Eretz Yisrael, which is just, you know, like tall grass, tall reeds, straw. Am I allowed to go and sell that? Same machlokes. Shachas amanas logus. Ligzoyis v'goyis it to Reuda. You can go and sell it to him standing when it's still attached to the ground with the stipulation he's got to cut. The mayor ima eimoichel hanel lezuza. It's got to already be cut. Kama is now talking about finished tavua that people are going to cut for afterwards making chalas and making matzahs, making cakes. Kama amanas ligzor v'goyis it to Reuda. You can go and sell it to him. Amanas liktzer. Reb Meir, I mean, moichel elektzura. So l'chayre, the Mishnah, the Braisa is giving us three examples: one with trees, one with shachas, and one with kama. Three. What do I need all three? So kima diashmin ilam ba'akam Reb Meir. Here's what Reb Meir says: make sure it's already cut. Kim leipasid mashile. Since if the tree will continue to grow from the ground, it's going to just blossom and flourish and grow more and more. So therefore, I have to worry about that the goy will mashile, he's going to leave it in the ground, and that the yid is going to be over on leisichonim, leisitim, chaniya bekarka. Yeah, I'm going to go to court, the court will have delays, it'll take 6 months, it'll take a year. Throughout that period of time, the goy is going to leave it, I'm going to be over leisichonim. Aval hai, but when you're talking about shachas, you're talking about kama, tachi mashile, if you leave it too long, pasad, it's going to go bad. Right, if you leave your cum in the field, you're not going to cut it. Eventually, it's going to go sour. It's going to rot. It's no good. Same thing with the shach. So, Eimim Oydele, Reb Yehuda, I would think you would agree to Reb Yehuda. All you have to do is almanas, because it's the goy's best financial interest to cut it as soon as possible. The Yashmin Bani Tarti, we don't talk about those two cases. Yisham Dali Yidiyash V'chayu. The one means those two cases. The case of the tree and the case of the kama. You don't see any additional improvement when they are standing. If the goy is not going to cut it for a week or for two, you don't see any discernible difference. Shachas, by definition, means that it's half grown, it's half ripe, and if you leave it, it's going to grow into finished tavua. So then I maybe would agree to Remeir. There you see clearly he's violating the contract. And therefore, meaning, the other two, I don't have to worry about. He's going to go and cut it down. But maybe you would agree to the mayor that since you can see that he's violating the contract, you can only sell it when it's already cut. In other words, for the shachas, you see the improvement, and the goy therefore has the incentive to leave it. Instead of just being shachas, they'll leave it for two or three more weeks, and it's going to be finished product. Therefore, to incentivize him to go and cut it, says Rameya, don't rely on incentives. You have to cut it first and ask questions later. The Ashvin Bahafan only have this case, Bakam Rameya, because Rameya says Yedish Vachai, you see that the Shevach is discernible, and therefore he has the interest in letting it grow and grow. Abahanach, when it comes to the tree, maybe agrees to Reb Yehuda, once you stipulated that you should cut the tree down, and or that you should cut the branch, and or to go and cut the kama, he's going to do it. He has no need and no reason to keep it. Tzricha, I would think he agrees to Reb Yehuda, Kamash Mulan, in all three cases. Ibaylu, what about Behema? Amanas Lishchait. Now, the Gemara does explain what the behemoth situation is, but remember we had already in the Gemara, the Mishnah before, that you're now allowed to go and sell behemoth's gasois. What's the reason why? Because he might go and use it on Shabbos. So what's the difference? I mean, it belongs to the guy. Gzeira mishum she'ele, gzeira mishum schiris, gzeira mishum nisyuni. Like we had it in the Gemara before. So what happens? A guy comes to me, he wants to buy a behemoth. I'm afraid he's going to use this behemoth for Harisha on Shabbos, and I'm not allowed to go and sell it to him. But the guy says, no problem, I'm going to shecht it within 3 more days, I'm not going to hold on to it. Can I rely on his stipulation on the condition? I sell it to the guy, don't use it for working in the field. You have to go and shecht it within 2 days, 3 days, whatever. Now, sometime in Maisha Reb Yehuda, you know where Reb Yehuda was matir in the case of the ilonis growing from the ground. Because I'm not selling him my karka, I'm only selling him a tree or a branch of a tree that grows in the Jew's ground. So if the goy is not going to go and follow and keep his word, I, the Yid, can go in and force him out. I'm going to take a baseball bat and hit him over the head. Goy, you gotta go and cut this tree down now. If you don't, I'm gonna keep the tree. The sale will be void. Same thing the shachas, same thing kama, because the yid owns the property. He just doesn't own any more the attachment to the property. But since the property is his, he can evict him, he can go and cause him tzuris. But the gabi, the behema, once I sell the behema to the goy, I have no control over it anymore. In Zokti Gemara, back to the Gemara Nachamul, the Halman. Time in my share of Yehuda, the La Beshusi came, when the Motzi Mashalo, Abdahaima came to Beshusi, the Ibchom came, Mashalo. The guy will say, Yid, haha, I fooled you, I'm going to hold on to the Bahaima. And there's no way of stopping him unless they go to court with lawyers and time delays and all the rest. Oy Demoloshno, maybe there's no difference between the two cases. So Hashema, we have a Befeidish, a Brisa on point to Sanya. Bahaima, I'm going to ask Lichchait, Vishoyche, Dibre Behuda, Behuda says, you're allowed to sell him with a condition to be shechted, and he's going to take a shechted. You have to go and sell him when it's already geshachtin. In other words, the exact same machloikis lagabe, the ilan with the shachas and the kama, same machloikis lagabe the behaimu. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to sell it on condition, and Rabbi Meir said, don't make any conditions, make sure he's already fulfilled the condition by already cutting down the tree, selling him the cut kama, selling him the cut shachas, or selling him the shchuta, the animal, after it's already been shot. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael. I mentioned to be continued tomorrow.